Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. District 79 House Representative Dustin Height joins us on today's program to talk about a bill that changes the way cities and counties deal with property taxes.
One of the items that you had highlighted in your newsletter this week had to do with property tax relief, and we've briefly touched on it before, but I know you're trying to explain some of the key finer points about that bill. What are some of the things that you've been trying to dispel as that bill continues to work its way through the House?
Sure. So that bill is now, it's House File 733 is the new number, but basically what that bill does is it removes the hard millage rate cap for cities and counties. It replaces it with a 2% growth cap that does not include any new growth of the city, but instead allows cities and counties to grow their tax revenue, again, excluding that new growth, by up to 2%. What happens is after that 2% is that the cities and counties have to notify the public. The public has an opportunity to offer a petition that would require a public vote, and then the cities and counties can simply raise their budget to whatever level they deem necessary, again, subject to that vote, if the proper petition is filed. And so there's a lot of concern that, number one, it's a hard 2% cap, and it's not. It's 2%, and that's when the public gets notified and the public has an opportunity to speak. That's what the bill does. Another concern that we've been hearing is that by including IFRS and other pensions within this 2% growth, like we discussed, that we're affecting IFRS. We are not. And to show that we are not, I'm working on an amendment to pull those back out, put them back into an unlimited cap as they currently are. But just to show that, you know, Iowa Republicans are committed to ensuring that our public employees and our public retirees get the pension that they've earned. Again, this bill didn't do that, but we're just doubling down on that promise. Those are some of the big things I think that are misunderstood about this bill. It really offers cities and counties an opportunity to grow their budget if they think it's necessary and if the public thinks it's necessary that they don't have right now under our current system. So actually, I believe it offers more local control than our current system, while again providing that transparency for taxpayers.
Now, one of the other concerns that related to this is the growth of valuation on properties. And here in Pella, many people just learned that they've got anywhere between 8 to 12% growth. How does that impact the budget where the city of Pella has voted to maintain their current tax rate for now 18 years in a row, but obviously revenue growth has been generated through the growth of property value? How is that impacted where a city is currently, in their mind, at a really low levy rate already? Would that still be subject to voter referendum if, say, property taxes do go up 8% through valuation?
So if, for instance, the city of Pella wanted to increase their budget by 8% and you know, assuming that there's no new growth, which is not a true assumption, basically what would happen is they would have to say, we're planning on growing the budget by 8%, and that would go to or the citizens would then be able to submit a petition, which would have to include the signatures of 20% of the last number that voted in the last presidential election. And if they didn't get that petition, the city could push forward. Or if they did, the city would have the option of backing off to the 2% or instead pushing forward, and then it would go to a public vote. I think that's the real concern that we're trying to address here. We hear a lot of times that local governments are keeping or not raising taxes or lowering taxes, when in fact what they're doing is they're not raising the millage rate. But when a person's property assessment goes up because the value of the property has gone up and they're writing a bigger check to the treasurer, that's a tax increase to them. And that's what this bill does, is it puts that out in the open. Once again, if the public is fine with what the city is doing, this shouldn't be a problem. But if the public isn't in favor of revenue increasing that much and therefore their taxes increasing that much, this gives the people, the taxpayers, the opportunity to voice their opposition.
And in regards to this bill, what is the kind of support that you're seeing as it goes through this amendment process?
So as I'm working through the bill, we've changed the bill significantly. I've changed the bill significantly since it started trying to address
some of the concerns that we've heard, mostly from cities and counties. And so as we've made some of those changes, obviously there's cities and counties are happy with those changes. There's still some resistance from the local government, but quite frankly, from the taxpayers, you know, I'm hearing good things that, you know, again, they're concerned that their assessments have gone up, so their taxes are going to go up along the same lines. And there's some concern about that because obviously their incomes are not increasing 8%. So, you know, I think from the taxpayer standpoint, they're quite happy about this. Some of the local government officials that I've talked to, not necessarily the ones in my district, but some other local government officials throughout the state, do see this bill as an opportunity for cities and counties to have a little bit more control over their budget than they do in the current system.
Once again, that was Representative Dustin Height. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.